This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a FaceTime visit note on Dennis Paletti. He was located at Heritage at Mission Point, which is a nursing home, while I was at home. The date was January the 30th, 2022. This is an audio-visual telehealth visit and occurred during the COVID crisis, and I was asked to see him fairly urgently with a FaceTime visit because he had significant swelling of his left arm and also has edema of the legs. And he returned from the hospital and he's being treated with Xeralto for a deep vein thrombosis of the left leg, period. Comparative history, he was in the hospital for GI bleeding and twice they cauterized hemorrhoids, period. He doesn't feel very well, period. He was found to have a DVT, and I'm not clear if that's old or just from this admission, but he's on Xeralto 20 milligrams daily, period. There's significant redness of the left upper extremity, especially in the popliteal fossa, but there's also slight open areas with serous drainage in the forearm, period. It was noted, actually, on the 25th of January in the hospital that there was swelling, and they wrapped it with Curlex, period. His legs are swollen also with 4 plus edema of the left leg and about 2 to 3 plus in the right leg, period. He says there's some pain in the area of the forearm, period. He's no longer having GI bleeding. Review of system is negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, or other specific complaints, period. He just says that, quote, I feel like crap, unquote, period. Comparing up examination, he's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 114 over 67, pulse 97, temperature 97.0, oxygen saturation is 97% or 2 liters a minute. I was able to look at the popliteal fossa, which has significant redness and some swelling, period. I viewed the area of forearm with redness and some pinpoint open areas with serous drainage, period. His legs have edema, and I viewed them, and the left leg is more edematous than the right, period. His oral mucosa was normal, period. He was awake and alert, period. There's no signs of respiratory distress or dyspnea or tachypnea, period. There's no sign of orthopnea. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Paletti was recently hospitalized for GI bleeding, found to be due to hemorrhoids which were cauterized. Two, he has evidence of cellulitis of the left forearm. I'm starting clindamycin 300 milligrams 3 times a day along with acidophilus 2 tablets twice a day, period. The acidophilus is for 2 weeks and the clindamycin is for 7 days, period. Three, he's got deep vein thrombosis, left low extremity. And I will continue Xeralto 20 milligrams daily, period. I'll follow up with him in the nursing home, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.